This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to our two, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, and calling at any time, 1-866-582-9933, talking about Learn from American History, Throw off the Tyrants. In contrast, I'm highlighting what's going on in this country, only to prove to you, America, that America is not learning from American history. They're taking the revised version by subjecting themselves to those that are rewriting the history that they want you to believe in. Which brings me to this. I want you to listen carefully. After Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead at the Lorraine Motel in 1968, April, it was interesting to note that he had people awake to what was going on in this country. And it was an issue of law. It was not an issue of color the way the media had you believing in so many different aspects. But what was interesting is after Martin Luther King, you know, everybody back in the 50s and 60s, from my understanding of history, were decrying that God was dead. And then when Martin Luther King Jr. came onto the scene, all of a sudden, he started a national movement. But I want you to listen carefully to this quote because it's applicable to every single one of us. After Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, someone with enough wisdom understood and could see it for what it was. He said, "Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement." Let me say it again. Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. It's interesting, while he was alive, he was called a troubler by those that you would call representatives in your governments. And again, it goes back to 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was called the troubler of Israel by the corrupt king. And Elijah properly responded to the corrupt king that was being dictated by his Jezebelian wife named Jezebel. A lot of those in America today, aren't they? The wife wears the pants, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, that's about as backwards as it gets. But on the behalf of the women, I understand, because most of their husbands are too busy sitting on the couch drinking beer, burping, and kicking out some vapors, friends, watching a bunch of grown men fight over a pig ball. But what's interesting to note is that you look at these men who actually stand up and do what needs to get done, they're persecuted. They're scoffed at. They're demonized. Yeah, it all sounds like scripture, doesn't it? Yes, indeed it does. I mean, this was the guy that was saying, if you haven't found something to die for, you haven't found something to live for. Isn't that interesting? Jesus said that. To he who tries to find his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Isn't it interesting? He was following the tracks of Scripture, namely the Christ, and he was a preacher, not a civil rights leader, said he during a Michael Douglas interview in 1968. But now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. Yep. While he was alive, he was persecuted. See, because the spirit of the world hasn't changed. They persecute the living ones, let me tell you, by firsthand experience, and then they praise the dead ones. I want you to listen to your heritage, America. I want you to listen to the spirit of your forefathers, America. Because the Brits had everybody hating our forefathers. They were calling them terrorists. They were calling them rebels and dangerous and designing men. It's what they were calling your forefathers that were liberating you through obedience to Christ. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Right. Independence Day does have meaning, friends, and it's not what you think it's about. Taxation without representation. That's number 17 and 21 grievances, America. Number one was religious freedom, which is under attack in America. Praise the dead ones, persecute the living ones. Nothing new under the sun. Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument than it is a movement. Isn't it interesting? They built a museum where Martin Luther King Jr. was slaughtered. Just the same way, America, that you have monuments throughout the United States of America rather than a movement. Because you settled, America, for the statues and the monuments more than you have the movement by not following the living God. It's a fact. And most people will take for face value what the revisionists have to say about those that establish what we have today, 240 years later, rather than doing their due diligence, and they'll just go along to get along because they don't want to offend anybody. You're worst, and you're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. But isn't that what's going on here today? Folks, I'm talking about learn from American history. Throw off the tyrants. You're not told to throw off the tyrants. You're told by the modern day conservatives, friends, and the professors in the pulpits to just go accept what's going on. And instead of the church leading the charge, they're allowing corruption in government to lead the charge. But keep in mind, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. First the church, then politics. And just pointing my finger at the responsible party every step of the way, America, you, for tolerating it. And keep in mind all these, you know, Levin and Hannity and Beck and our friend Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they have 20 million listeners every day, friends. Down to 20 million listeners down to 14 million listeners every day because you love them. You like them. And yet I cannot tell you. Folks, I can turn the radio on right now for an hour and I can rest assured that I'm going to listen to them magnify the crime rather than the law against the crime because they don't want to bring up the law because they don't want to lose sponsorship. Tell Rush. I know his brother. Tell Hannity. Hannity knows who I am. And it doesn't mean I don't like them. It's just they have a responsibility to tell you what I'm telling you right now, but they don't do it because they don't want to offend you. They don't want to lose sponsorship. They want to make them millions of dollars every year. And they don't care that the country is being destroyed. And though if they do, then they need to deal with it the same way that everybody else is. They need to tell the truth regardless of what the sponsors like and what they don't like. So, folks, learn from American history, not the modern day revisionist, not those that are trying to take you hand in hand with corruption that's slowly but surely incrementally destroying your country because you have wickedly departed from a living God. No. Come on, America. That's what you're getting from the Sons of Liberty Radio, like it or not. And that's all you have to do is to prove my point is to read the word and you'll get what I'm saying. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Hit it hard. I was just talking about during the last segment, friends. Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes, don't they, America? The American people have tolerated, instead of the movement by following the Christ, to settle for the monuments. And those that should know better, they make references to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams and Ben Franklin and Roger Sherman, and the list goes on and on and on, and rightfully so. But keep in mind, these are the men that wrote history through their actions. We're speaking of their testimonies, things they have done. I don't see history being written or a book of remembrance being written on those that sit back and do a whole lot of nothing, besides the likes of those that are destroying your country today, like Karl Marx and Saul Alinsky and the little minions that follow these losers to hell. But why is it, America, that instead of learning from American history by throwing off the tyrants, you're accepting of new, rewritten, revised history by those that mean to destroy you and subject you to tyranny and to slavery every step of the way? And don't tell me how free you are, America. Yes, you have the freedom to do the right thing, but don't tell me how free you are. Well, you sit back and do nothing. You know nothing of real freedom. You haven't even begun to live yet until you have found something to die for in righteousness, again, following Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. I can tell you the martyrs today, you better bet your bottom dollar they are in a state of bliss and understanding the things of God, even at their great loss, because they understood that what is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Hey, friends, lose the world and gain your soul, right? Everybody's following the almighty dollar and they're forgetting about their country. Well, listen, there's not a luggage rack on the top of a hearse. As Paul rightly said, you came into the world naked with nothing, and you're going to leave the world with nothing. You can't bring it with you. So let's just go in contrast again, talking about let's learn from the history, America, and throw off tyrants. And I want you to, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Leftist media pushes Trump to nominate anti-gun liberal for FBI chief. Do you see this? This, again, friends, is leading through opposition. The leftist media pushes Trump to nominate anti-liberal for FBI chief. I didn't know that we had a left in this country, America. This is the definition of leading through opposition. How is it that Barack did what he wanted to do at will without anybody's approval? And now that Donald's there, the guy that, you know, the apprentice, the guy that's going to get the job done, he just tolerates all this. But you're led to believe that it just takes a little more time. Barack didn't take time. He didn't take time to illegally come into this country and put himself under 47 different Social Security numbers to become the President of the United States and strike his records, America, which are still hidden, because he's a foreigner. And he's a foreign agent that meant to destroy this country. And again, friends, let's call it for what it is. He had a free hand. You know, I would like to prove my point, and I do this quite a bit, even when I see it on live feeds. Who is the left? 1-866-582-9933. America, who is the left? Call in to your favorite radio show, those that are talking about the left-right paradigm, and ask them the simple question as who the left is. And you'll notice a big apple go down their throat, and they'll be stumped with their jaw on the floor, and they're going to say, whoa. Who is the left? So when we see headlines like leftist media pushes Trump, really, so the criminals push Trump to nominate anti-gun liberal for FBI chief. Wow. Listen to that headline. Leftist, definition, criminals, media, useful idiots, push Trump through intimidation, right, if he's the real deal, to nominate anti-gun. That's illegal. So you have lawless criminals pushing an illegal agenda through those that are committing crimes for the FBI chief. What, now, let me ask you something, in all fairness, America. What do you suppose the outcome's going to be? Wow. Wow. Leftist media pushes Trump to nominate anti-gun liberal for FBI chief. This is headlines on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What do you think the outcome is going to be? Do you think it's going to be good? Mysteriously, just going to good's going to come out of evil, America? Is that how that works? Learn from history. Throw off tyrants. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Times Square attackers, vicious deliberate rampage, what they aren't telling us. It was a Muslim, just so you know. I also seen in, it was a live feed this morning, and it was live footage of people that were filming. See, because the people are beginning to understand in this country, they have to report the news now because they can't trust the media. And of course, they're going to omit this, but I'm going to share this with you. But there was another Muslim caught and escorted out by federal agents who are probably going to at length let him go to do it again on another day like Barack did over and over and over again. But it's interesting to know, even from Guantanamo Bay, just for the record. But it's interesting to note that you're not going to see this, but just this morning there was live footage of federal agents escorting a Muslim that was trying to break into the cockpit of an airplane in America today. Why is the media not sharing with you who's committing these crimes? Because they are covering for those that mean to destroy this country. That's why. Times Square attackers, vicious, deliberate rampage, what they are not telling you. He was a Muslim. Just to cut it short. And again, keep in mind, it's the politicians that are advocating these people to come into the country. Why? Because they think that they're using them as a political battering ram, the way that they use the gay agenda and the ignorant homosexuals. They didn't know that they were being used to upend the Constitution at length to be destroyed, because he who digs the pit, he himself will fall into it. Keep that in mind. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one. First gender integrated infantry basic training graduates 18 women from Fort Benning. Really? Wow. I'm trying to find that in scripture too. I just can't find that. I don't know how they are created to do this. It's a masculinity. And what they're doing is they're trying to change gender, the man to the woman to the man. And you can see this through the gay agenda. The woman acts like the man acts like the woman. You see when they're couples, and just to show you how they testify against themselves, and they're blind by their own sins that they choose to commit, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But it's interesting to note that one acts like the woman and one acts like the man. It's a choice, America. They weren't born that way. America, we're talking about learn from history and throw off tyranny. Someone's trying to demoralize you because they're trying to enslave you and your kids. And that's what comes through disobedience to a just and holy, merciful God. Read the end of Leviticus 26. People, oh, Bradley, you just drive this law stuff and this, that, and the other thing. Yes, because you're guilty of breaking it. The same way a judge would do it. Well, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm simply making reference to the judge's words, like it or not. And to live in a free nation is a lawful and a law-abiding nation. Where grace abounds, right? I'm sorry, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And I want a part of that grace, which is the power to restrain from sin, not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this again. Folks, we're talking about learn from history. Throw off the tyrants. Listen carefully. International war criminal. International criminal, known worldwide by the name of George Soros. Listen to this. This is headline news, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. To prove my point, in contrast, not learning from American history, but learning from them that are revising your history even today, not throwing off the tyrants, but accepting of those that are subjecting you to their tyrannical and arbitrary ways. George Soros is stealing your elections, and no one is stopping him. Hey, all of you... conservatives that are back to sleep again. The enemy sows tares while men sleep, right? Ephesians 5. Just kind of curious. Why is it that you're just accepting of Donald Trump's administration to deal with all these people? He hasn't dealt with Barack. He hasn't dealt with Hillary Clinton. He's not dealing with the corruption fronts. He's allowing these people to have a free hand to attack him at will. Who's stirring all of this up? The politicians are. But America, here's the headline. George Soros is stealing your elections and no one is stopping him. How is it that George can come to America and do whatever he wants to do? You're called the light of the world, America. Read Isaiah 51:4. Because when you set forth judgment, you bring about light by teaching others the fear of God not to commit the crime. That is the light of a nation. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm getting some responses online that you guys would call in and lay it out for us. 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting the fact that learn from American history, throw off the tyrants, but America's not doing that. America's learning from the tyrants and submitting themselves to the tyrants as they accept revised history, not knowing that our history teaches us not to tolerate what Americans are tolerating today. George Soros is stealing your elections and no one is stopping him. Listen carefully. By the way, this is the guy that has said himself the only obstacle to the New World Order is the Americans. And keep in mind, that's why your corrupt governments, which is un-American, again, just making clarity and distinction here, friends, that's why they are making examples of guys like the Bundys and the militia. And the Oath Keepers and others, friends, they got, and guys like me, they have to use them as an example of what they will not tolerate. Though we're the ones abiding by the laws of our Constitution. Do you see how this works? This is what they're doing. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the Bundys right now, friends, this is exactly what's going on in the Bundy trial. They want to show you that they will step on you. They will deal with you if you dare stand up and resist our tyrannical ways. And folks, if it's not true, like I said earlier, why is Hillary Clinton still a free human being? Though she's not within. How is it that she's still free to do what she... How is it that she... All you Trumpites, how is it that she still has a free hand at going ahead and attacking Donald Trump at will? How is that, America? How is it that Barack Hussein Obama's making the news every day talking about how he's used to go ahead and liberate the younger people against the older people? Because you haven't learned from history, because this is how they act characteristically, friends, concerning the acts of tyrants. They go to the young, they empower them, they throw off the older by empowering the younger until they enslave that new generation. That's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on. Remember during Christmas time, Barack Hussein Obama had a Mao Zedong light bulb on his Christmas tree. Probably had a high job on it, probably somewhere, I suppose, if it was a Christmas tree at all. But just on the news, again, to prove the point, the feds plan to use participation in 111% militia and Oath Keepers as evidence of conspiracy in Bundy Ranch retrial. Keep in mind the Bundys, friends, just talking about that issue right now, were there for 100 and some years. And the federal government came in, they found that there's uranium ore, and Harry Reid wanted to sell some of that to none other than the Chinese. And Clinton's in Oregon wanted to sell that uranium ore to the Russians. And again, the media has you believing that they're enemies. They're not enemies at all, friends. They're doing business together. This is common knowledge now, America. When it first came out, remember, it was just a conspiracy theory. Now the American people are beginning to awake to the fact that, wait a second, the Bundys are under attack for trying to expose to the American people now what the media will not cover in a positive light. They got to keep it in a negative light because they want you to believe that these guys are a bunch of anti-Americans when in fact the opposite is true. Wow! Wow! No wonder, now you can understand how the prophets fell when they were commanded by God to blow the trumpet and blow the trumpet and blow the trumpet. And the prophet's sitting there saying, they're not listening, Lord. They're not listening, Lord. They're not listening, Lord. Lord, they're going to be destroyed. They're not listening, Lord. Why aren't they listening? Do these people not have eyes to see? Do they not have ears to hear? Do they not hear this, Lord? Do they not see this, Lord? Yep, but they ignore it. To their own demise. To their own demise. By the way, if you'd like to check that article out, it was just posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor. Feds plan to use participation in 111%. See, the government can never be wrong, friends. See, because if they do, if they're wrong, then they lose credibility. And instead of the approbation of the people that they work for by doing the right thing, and when they're wrong about something, they admit it. You know, it's astounding. It's astounding to me. It's beyond belief at times to sit there and think of these men and these women that are allied in a temporary life only to end the day and face the God that created them for goodwill and good work. And they did the opposite. And what's even worse than that, the American people, they stand back and they say, well, God will deal with them. God will deal with them. Yeah, that's what the church is on this earth for, America. We're called to lead as we follow. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:5, forgive me. Talking about learning from history, America, throw off the tyrants. And by the way, good American government loves the message that I'm giving to you right now. They're saying, praise God, someone's out there making reference to the lawgiver. Because God will not fail to bear witness to his word regardless of who it is. Because while men are faithless, he remains faithful. Because God is not a man that should lie. But learn from American history, America. Throw off the tyrants. We just had Jason Charles. He's a really cool guy. He's a contributor. And what I've read from this guy, he's a younger guy, and he's on his game. He just wrote an article. Listen again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Slow Kill, a top-level look at the U.S. targeted chemical conspiracy. Yep. And all of the fruit of corruption is aimed at a corrupt people towards heaven. Just again, put it into perspective for you. Slow Kill, it's called. People are very well aware of the food issue. They know that their food is being poisoned. They know the chemicals involved. They know everything about Monsanto. They know all of these things, and that's why people are going organic. And that's why corruption, again, is doing everything in their power to basically demonize those that are growing their own food and bringing forth their own produce. Hello, am I right or am I wrong? Is this not true? And what do? They come in and they say, well, we got to make sure everybody's going to be safe. No, they're the ones bringing in the problem. They're, you know, like Ronald Reagan said, love him or hate him. I wasn't a Reaganite, to be quite honest with you. Look at his fruit again. But it's interesting to know the most dangerous words that we can ever hear from the government is we've come to help. It's not their job. They don't have business doing it. Zero. Nada. And everything they put their hands into, what do? They create the problem, and then on the other hand, they lay on the taxpayer to actually bring about the resolve that they claim is there. But they were the ones that created the problem. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, slow kill, a top-level look at the U.S. targeted chemical conspiracy. You know, and I also want to highlight this. This is what Jason said, the guy that wrote the article, Jason Charles. This is the first thing he said, and it's right on the smack. Everybody seems to be sick these days. Just think about that just for a moment. Is that true? Do you know somebody? If you ask to name someone you know, are they dealing with cancer, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, autism, or other some other form of disease? Do you know somebody right now that's sick? Because if you do, you're proving Jason's point. You're proving Jason's point. That there's a slow kill going on in this country, a top-level look at the U.S. targeted chemical conspiracy. And then what he does is he makes reference to the quotes of those people, like, for example, Barack Obama's top science advisor, John P. Holdren. Listen to what he said. A program, this is under Barack Hussein Obama. This is not Germany, America. This is America today. Listen carefully. A program of sterilizing women after their second or third child, despite the relatively greater difficulty of the operation than vasectomy, might be easier to implement than to try to sterilize men. The development of a long-term sterilizing capsule that could be implanted under the skin and removed when pregnancy is desired opens an additional possibility for coercive fertility control. The capsule could be implanted at puberty and might be removable, listen carefully, with official permission for a limited number of births. That's what's going on in your country. As a matter of fact, Microsoft's Bill Gates, this guy is a lunatic. Really. There's a distortion with people that have no need for God, so they think. He said, the world today has $6.8 billion. By the way, if you want to see how much, because you're constantly inundated with this garbage too. Not only global warming, which is a hoax, of course, and you know that. But it's also interesting to note that they want to talk about land shortage. My kids do this all the time. We're in an airplane. 2 minutes later, they're up. That's all you can see is country. Field after field after field after field after field. They don't want you to go outside of the city to figure out that they're lying to you. Right? But they keep talking about this overpopulation problem. Well, listen, Bill Gates, if there's an overpopulation problem like that of Dan Savage, who advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you think there's a problem with overpopulation, how about you go first? How about we take you out first? How about you take yourself out first if that's where you want to be with things? Isn't it interesting how it applies to everybody else but them as being the problem? When in fact, they are the ones that are the problem. The earth has been around for 6,000 years. The Lord knows what he's doing. And he told us, husband and wife, replenish the earth. And it's not uncommon. Back in the day, my mom came from a family of 14 kids. And now to have one or two kids, it seems like, well, that's enough. Well, guess what? If that's right, then you've taken on a communist mindset, because that's exactly what's going on in China today, America. They only want you to have two kids, and you can't have any more. And if you want more, you have to get official permission. Folks, can you say slave? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting again, friends, learn from history, throw off the tyrants. And I was just highlighting something by Microsoft's Bill Gates. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But it's a conspiracy theory, America, when you call them out for what they themselves have said. Listen to what this distorted human being has said. The world today has people, 6 billion people. Okay. And it's amazing how that just keeps getting embellished, right? That's heading up to about 9 billion, said Billy Bob Gates. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, oh, vaccines, Bradley, we heard they're safe and they're good for us. Really? Doesn't the Bible say something about not mixing blood? Why, yes, it does. And by the way, has anybody taken the time to see what these vaccinations do? Has anybody taken the time to see who profits from these vaccinations? Do the math and you'll figure out who's telling you the truth, and look to the fruit once again so you can understand what these vaccinations are actually bringing forth. But the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job, said Billy Bob Gates, A really great job, he said, on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. This is slow kill, a top level look at the U.S. targeted chemical conspiracy by Jason Charles. I'm just highlighting the fact that America, you're not learning from your history. You're learning to submit to the new tyrant that's revised history. And you're allowing corruption to demonize those that are telling you the truth. Jesus was on his way carrying the cross, accused of absolutely everything he was not guilty of. Remember, the Pharisees and the conservatives of the day were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but our corrupt government, namely Caesar back in the day. Well, they said, give us Barabbas, who was a murderer in the insurrection. They were committing the act of murder, and they were asking for the release of a murderer because they were just as guilty of Barabbas, who was the murderer, while they were murdering the Son of God. But remember, Jesus carrying the cross and all the women crying behind Jesus. And Jesus said, as he turned and looked at them, America, he said, if they'll do this in a green tree, imagine what they'll do in a dry tree. When you still have the power to right the wrongs and you did nothing, imagine what's going to happen. That would be during a green tree. Imagine what's going to happen during a dry tree when you lose that power to resist or to deal with it. And also keep in mind, Jesus said to them, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Don't cry for me, said the Christ, cry for you and your children. For 318.9 million people to stand back and tolerate the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population, it's embarrassing. It's shameful. It's shameful, and it shows you what they have their hearts on. Doesn't it, America? Shows you who they serve, doesn't it, America? Yep, it sure does. It surely does. It surely does. It's a sad day in America when we even have to have conversations like this. America, you're not learning from your history. You're learning to submit to what our forefathers told us to throw off. I could go on and on with the topics of the day, America. Today's Jefferson Davis is the history of those that resisted federal government, namely through the tyrant named Abraham Lincoln. Not tomorrow, Thomas Jefferson. Well, they're already doing this, America. They're striking things that are true. The deep state's political coup. A special prosecutor means that 2018 elections are life or death for the Trump presidency. You guys, you know, you are so caught up. And to those that are playing both sides of the fence, that it's sickening. And isn't it, America, interesting that over the last 16 years that we've been on the radio, isn't it interesting how long it takes for these people to catch up what was foretold years before it took place? And the best way to forecast what's going to happen in the future is to simply look back and learn from history. It's that simple. It's that simple. Because all the earmarks are there. You don't need to look any further than what's in front of your face right now, America. I once sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, flee at once, all is discovered. Those are those that were committing crimes against the law. But the fact of the matter is, when the American people stand up, these people that have been exposed for their crimes will be the first ones to flee if you let them. The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do so, his share in the defense, are the constitutional rights secure. That's it. Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the architects and signers of the Declaration of Independence. Again, 75% of that document shares with the world the crimes of King George, who would not rule in the fear of God and was thrown off by those who would not be ruled by a tyrant. Once said, bear always in mind that a nation, this is Thomas Jefferson, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. How did our forefathers deal with those that were committing the act of tyranny? Well, there's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. What he had done, Major André, was intended to the ruin of the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and to destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, and his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned for his act of treason. Well, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sentence and his sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant to them that committed the act of treason. His feelings of compassion and the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, America, those in them that you would call our forefathers, and namely George Washington, said of him, the father of our nation, so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, the act of treason, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied. How every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Folks, they made their choice. And they're making their choice on a daily basis. And they have no regard for law whatsoever. They have no regard for you, your family, your future. They have sold you out because they have played the Judas time and time again, and they've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver. America is going to the cross. It's not going to be just one person. America is going to go to the cross. There's a judge in Cambridge, Minnesota. He's such a good judge. He shows mercy to those that he represents by actually enforcing the laws against crime to establish judgment, peace, and righteousness within the gate. That if you drink and drive in his county, the very first offense, you get the maximum sentence. Did you know that? That's a good judge. And what makes him a good judge is the fact that he's good and he doesn't tolerate crime. You know, but what America has accepted, see, judges like that, they're too harsh and they're too judgmental, right? Right now, he's deterring crime, and the Bible says that a good king will deter crime. He won't encourage it. There was a man caught in California who actually was busted drinking and driving 18 times in California. The judge thought it was funny when he told the man to move closer to the liquor store. That's the mentality that you've accepted, America, right there, the latter, not the former. You know, if you drink and drive in certain countries that you're put in front of a firing squad, harsh though it may be, guess what? They don't subject their citizenry to those that don't understand, no, do they? Hey, America, learn from American history. Throw off the tyrants. The longevity of this country depends upon it, and the future of your posterity depends upon what you do and what you don't do. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.